Tom Carkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. Our AccuWeather forecast for this Tuesday, partly cloudy, windy, high only about 11 degrees. The wind chill factor today will be below zero. Be prepared when you go outside. Right now in Kenosha, it is 6 above, plus 2 in Burlington. Milwaukee is at 6. It is 7 degrees in Racine. We are going to be in the deep freeze today, but even worse tonight, according to AccuWeather's Elliot Abrams. Thank you, El Nino.
The wind's blowing 15 to 30 miles an hour. The temperature is dropping toward the single digits, and we can get frostbite within a matter of minutes. The coldest winters we typically get are when we have neither an El Nino nor a La Nina. And El Nino winters on average wind up being warmer than average, and La Nina winters on average warmer than average. And so if you've got those two situations warmer than average, what's going to be colder than average? And that's a neutral season. And we had neutral years last year and the year before.
Below zero wind chills today. Will be getting worse tonight with the actual temperatures near zero. Then we start to warm up to maybe 20 tomorrow, mid-30s Thursday and Friday. Go figure. Be careful if you're driving this morning. A number of accidents have taken place since last night when the snow fell. Among the accidents, earlier this morning, about quarter after 2, a jackknife semi in Kenosha County. That screwed up a couple of lanes on I-94 near Highway 50 for several hours. It was a 53-foot semi-truck, which had struck the median and caused some damage there. A number of other accidents also on the interstate. But in general, law enforcement officials urging you to slow down, allow some extra travel time, stay a little bit farther back from the vehicle ahead of you in case you have to hit the brakes real quick. If you're going onto those side streets, be very careful. You might have ice underneath that newly fallen snow. You know, the stuff that kind of froze up with all the moisture that we had earlier. An investigation continuing in Kenosha after a woman was found dead outside of her home. The 53-year-old victim, according to police, located about 11:30 yesterday morning by a postal worker in the 4500 block of 19th Avenue. Her death may have been weather-related. A man from Illinois accused of striking a Racine County sheriff's deputy as he was trying to be taken him into custody on outstanding warrants. That was over the weekend. Well, that man was in court yesterday. 36-year-old Doug Miley from Mundelein accused of leading deputies on a chase that came to an end when he was taken down by a canine in a field in Union Grove. While charged with battery to a law enforcement officer, attempting to flee, and a number of misdemeanor counts, plus the outstanding warrants. His preliminary hearing is coming up later this month. In Kenosha County Circuit Court, charges including attempted first-degree intentional homicide have been filed against the man accused of abducting the mother of his children last month. Jeremy Shorter, still in Arkansas at last report, he fled from Kenosha with the woman, who was later found in Oshkosh. It's unknown when he might be returned to Wisconsin to face the allegations. Racine Police Department's getting another business donation to help in the fight against crime. Finance and Personnel Committee last night hearing from Chief Art Howell saying this piece of equipment's worth maybe close to $100,000, but he doesn't want those who break the law to know exactly what it is.
This is for a piece of surveillance equipment, and so we really don't want to telegraph exactly what we're doing because that wouldn't be good for our interests from an investigative perspective. But what I can tell you is that this is a no-cost item to the city, and once it's gone through its useful life cycle, then we don't get another one unless we get it donated or go through the budget process. So there's no fiscal impact to the city.
The committee unanimously recommending acceptance to the full council. No city dollars involved. Chief Howell acknowledging the piece of equipment is bigger than a bread box. The donation from Quality Carriers. CNH confirming through a spokesperson that just over 100 workers at the tractor production facility on Highway 11 in Mount Pleasant are going to be laid off soon, an indefinite layoff that will begin in February. A company statement says that this is in response to market conditions, quote-unquote. CNH did lay off, you might remember, 250 workers at the plant on two separate instances, 10 months ago and then back in November of 2014. Last night, the Mount Pleasant Village Board, after a closed session, voted to approve a preliminary resolution that begins the assessment process for that proposed water and sewer extension along Highway V, a project to extend service to proposed commercial development in Caledonia, which has raised all kinds of outcry from folks along the roadway who say the assessments for this project that they don't want is going to cause them undue financial hardship. Now, the attorney involved in Mount Pleasant's situation is Tim Pruitt. He explained that the action taken last night by the board is just the beginning of the process on assessments.
It'll look at the cost. It'll look at possible ways that the assessment can be put together, the methodology, et cetera. When the engineer feels that the engineer's report is final, or not final, but in such a form that it can go to a public hearing, he will submit that to the village clerk. And then the village clerk will then publish a notice of a public hearing.
Pruitt said the board can ask the engineer to amend the report before it comes back to the board for a final vote. Last night's decision on the resolution was 6-1, with Chairman Jerry Garski casting the lone no vote. It's unknown just how long this may take on the engineering report, since no dates were discussed. Prior to the board making its decision, about a half a dozen people, most of them folks living on Highway V, again stated they do not support this project, one indicating that there may be legal matters involved. Racine Unified School Board applauded by the teachers, from Gilmore Middle School, unanimous approval to the purchase of 720 Chromebooks and related equipment for each student there. This pilot program could lead to similar efforts at other district facilities. Racine Unified School District going to put out its response today to claims by the teachers' union that four candidates filed nominating paperwork to run for the school board that is defective and does not meet election laws. The candidates are incumbents Pamela Handro and John Coates, along with challengers Bryn Bemick and Ernest Naya. And in Kenosha Unified's board race, the vice chair of the County Republican Party challenging the nominating petitions of candidates Ismael Torres and Tony Garcia. Problems said to be technical in nature in that situation, amended documentation would be allowed to correct those problems. WRJN.com, that's our webpage. You can listen whenever you want to our newscast. Just go to the local news section. Also, at WRJN News for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkel, AM 1400, WRJN News.